I want to talk to you about some of the language that was used today. Ambassador Rice specifically mentioned, in her words, the genocide that is taking place in Darfur, present tense. And I noticed that you didn't use the word genocide at all. Earlier this year, you talked about the remnants of genocide in Sudan. And that word obviously carries a lot of freight with it. Does it apply, do you think, to the situation now in Sudan?
Sure. I agree totally with the words that the president has used, the words that Secretary Clinton used, and also Ambassador Rice. What we have here is a situation that has to be changed. And what we're dedicated is to make sure that the people that are living in dire and unacceptable conditions that are a result of the conflict, of the genocide, that we can change their lives, that we can help create an environment where they can have a better future, where next generation of Sudanese don't have to endure the loss and the pain and the suffering, and that we can move forward so that they too can enjoy things like education and the freedoms and human rights. And that's what we're dedicated for right now.
And just to be clear, you would say then that there is an ongoing genocide in Darfur right now?
I'm saying just exactly the way the president said it. Yep.
Well, Secretary Clinton has talked about an ongoing genocide, and that you would agree with that.
What I'm saying is that the definitional aspects of it are important, and we've discussed those. The administration's position is extremely clear, and right now we have to move forward and change the situation on the ground so people have a better life, so they get back those freedoms, the dignity, and the human rights that they've lost.